Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. We're still deep in Matt's missive. Woo! Quickly, before we head into the next episode, it has been announced that in March, Big Finish are starting a Doctor Who podcast, which is hilarious and kind of exciting. If you are a subscriber on the Theorizer tier and Theoretician tier, or is it Theorist tier? I don't know what they're called anymore. I'm confused. they've got names. This is the $2 tier, the $3 tier, and the $6 tier. $2 is the Theorizer tier, where you get the entire week's worth of podcasts in one big binge session on a Sunday afternoon, generally. this is at Adam Richard, patreon.com/AdamRichard. The $3 Theorist tier, you get bonus episodes, which are the Big Finish episodes. They're kind of like fortnightly-ish. And I don't do any spoilers because, you know, they're very expensive if you want to buy them, and you might be, you know, I don't want to give anything away if you kind of desperately want to listen to it. Also, I explain the delightful currency conversions, which are quite out there. And then there's the $6 Theoretician tier, where you get everything from the other tiers, plus you get, at the moment, Doctor Who comic book readings, where I've been reading the latest Shuri Gatwa comics, and also we've been going through the Matt Smith Titan Comics stories, Afterlife, which I've been enjoying a lot, which involved me singing a song, weirdly. It's very strange there. At patreon.com/AdamRichard. It's a weird place to be. Also, there's pictures. Like, sometimes when I post the episodes, I'll post up a picture. Like, there was a picture of me with Wendy Padbury the other week. She's such a delight. Big Finish have announced that they are doing a podcast. So it's going to be weekly. And it's going to have, you know, some of their stories. So because it'll be essentially free-ish, you'll have to listen to ads. it's kind of going to be sort of an exciting thing to do. So I thought, What I would do is add to the Big Finish stories that are there, but ones where we can, you know, talk about what happened instead of just me kind of like obtusely going, then a thing happens and then this other character turns up who I don't want to spoil. Like, there's a lot of that. So, yeah, it's the Big Finish Doctor Who audio drama podcast called Into the TARDIS. It's kind of riffing on Tales from the TARDIS, and it's going to have bridging narration by Colin Baker, who is kind of like the, you know, Big Finish's big star. Like, his Doctor has had, you know, quite a life in Big Finish and has been amazing. So, yeah, so there'll be weekly installments on Saturdays. I know, so cute. So we'll be dealing with those kind of later in the week. But yeah, if you want to subscribe to the Big Finish Into the TARDIS podcast, it begins in March. And they're starting with stories that I've already listened to, which I completely love, called Death and the Queen, stars David Tennant and Catherine Tate. I mean, what a great way to start, really. Like, just glorious. So, yeah, if you want to become a member of the Patreon, I will be doing those episodes for our $3 and $6 members. Theorists and theoreticians. Theorizers, soz. But you still get you don't have to listen to the ads if you're a theorizer. It's glorious. You will have to listen to the ads on the Big Finish one, though. Anyway, so that's an exciting development that I'm looking forward to. It just means doing extra work. Mike, I do so much work here. It's quite exhausting. Anyway, we're on to Matt's missive, and he's reached Dinosaurs on a Spaceship. Matt says, clearly the episode title was the pitch, but it's great fun. Who could fail to enjoy seeing dinosaurs on a spaceship? The CGI and physical model work are seamless and you can't help but be swept along. Totally agree. Like, the, you know, Matt Smith riding a triceratops around a spaceship is a delight. Like, it is absolutely delightful and fun and silly and just, I loved it. There's a couple of moments, I think, with the, are they ankylosaurs or whatever, that, where they run around a corner and they look a little weightless and a little bit, 12-year-old CGI. It's not as amazing as the CGI we have now. We don't know it's bad until we see better stuff 10 years later. Not that it's bad, like, it looks amazing, but, you know, if you watch Jurassic Park, like, some of those dinosaurs, you go, oh yeah, they look like a video game. But others look incredible. And I think also, you know, with special effects, if you combine live action with CGI, your eye cannot rest long enough on one of them to go, oh, that's definitely a puppet, or that's definitely a computer animated. Like, you know, like with the Meep, there was a puppet Meep and they would sometimes CGI the face, or sometimes it was fully CGI Meep in the Star Beast. So your eye never really rested. It's the same if you watch the first Captain America movie, which is directed by Joe Johnson, who's one of my favorite directors, who started as a visual effects director in, you know, the old days before the computers. and Joe Johnson is very cleverly, like, when you get the thin Chris Evans, very cleverly never quite settles on one or the other. Like, sometimes it's a bit CGI, sometimes it's another actor. Sometimes, you know, like, it's, you never settle enough so that you go, oh, this is definitely one of those, like, this is definitely the fakey one. Like, he keeps it moving enough so that you are kind of like, you just start to believe that Chris Evans was very weedy before he became Captain America. Like, it's really effective. Anyway, as Matt is saying about Dinosaurs on the Spaceship, Rory's dad is a welcome addition and gives up one of my favourite Doctor-ish moments from the Smith era, when Rory states that at 31 he doesn't have a Christmas list, and the Doctor shouts from the distance, I do! brilliant. Sure, it might again be a little overcrowded with ideas. What exactly is the point of having Nefertiti and Riddell along for the ride here exactly? Did I miss that? Well, I think part of the reason they're there is, I mean, this is Chris Chibnall saying, you know, everyone remembers Nefertiti. No one remembers the white man shooting animals in the Great Plains in Africa. Because why would you? And like, I think also they're there for Amy to have her doctor moment where she's got companions and she's in charge of things, which is, you know, it's quite a lovely scene. But yeah, I think, yeah, it does feel a little overcrowded, but you know, it's like Chris Chibnall's having fun here. Matt says, who can argue with the camp arguing robots voiced by Mitchell and Webb? Oh, amazing. And with David Bradley popping up just to break my theory of great guest stars wasted in guest roles, as we'll see in the future, it's just too much fun to be too down on. Oh, and I'm 47 and I still have a Christmas list too. Yeah, I've got a Christmas list. Like it's, I need a Christmas list. I'm not allowed to buy myself things, anything after October, because otherwise no one can find anything to buy me for Christmas. So like, I just like every time I go to buy something, I write it on a list. I'm like, these are all the things I would have bought myself in the last few months. Like, take your pick. All right, we'll continue with Matt's missive in the next episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.